The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to skateboarder, actress, model, Brianna King, part two. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her breaking her leg skateboarding a bowl during a Prada shoot. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time on the podcast, skateboarder, stunt double, model, actress. She does it all, folks. Brianna King, part two.
Let's go.
Was that respect?
It was perfect.
Five titles.
I got a lot of titles.
You're killing the game right now. So this is, before the camera started recording, we said this is Brianna 2.0, because you've progressed.
Holographic.
Just the way you just drove up and you commanded
swagged
the street,
out.
Swagged out with, swagged, can we talk about your car?
Yeah, we can talk
it's
about it.
It's swagged
everything.
Out. Yeah. What color was that? Is that? It would be alien gray.
Alien gray. Called it apple for some reason.
I don't know why.
Yeah. It's a different.
Well, some apples could turn gray if they fall to the ground and they're rotting or something. But
mold.
Yours is not.
Oh,
yours
yeah,
is
I got
shiny.
The mold car.
Yeah, but yours is shiny.
Yeah.
And it's like matted.
And big.
Customized.
And tall. And
Toyota
big like
4Runner?
Me. That's the only car I fit in. I got bigger, too.
You got taller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you, was that handpicked too? Like, how did you get that?
No, I was just Ubering everywhere for a long time. I also had like a chauffeur through modeling for so long.
Yeah.
So I was just getting driven everywhere. My driver was staying with me everywhere. And then one day I ended up leaving my agency and I was like, dang, I don't have a chauffeur anymore. So I just
walked. You had a chauffeur?
Yes. Oh. I'm different.
You had a
Yeah. Yeah, for reals. I've been spoiled. I didn't drive.
That's on a different level.
I thought
level.
I was a celebrity for reals. And
damn,
then
yeah,
I,
okay.
Then I
so you didn't have that, so you up. Then what happened?
No, then I was like, dang, I can't be Ubering everywhere. It's not really swag to pull up. And I mean, not swag for me. It could be swag for other people. Mm-hmm. I just walked. I walked into the dealership and I was like, oh, let me get that one right there. They're like, are you sure you want this one? I was like, let me just get it. I don't want to talk about nothing. I don't want to talk about numbers. Just give me this one and bounce. And then I just signed stuff and I was like, all right, I'm out.
So you didn't have to deal with the whole process.
I mean, you should deal with the process, and you should know. But I was just like,
how come you didn't want to deal with it? Is it just a headache?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm ready to just be outside and not talk. And
what stressed you out about that? Because it is stressful, isn't it?
It's just some people are so boring. Some people are so boring. It's just like I'm living to have fun, and I have to sit there.
As far as car salesmen,
right? Yeah.
Because they're trying to rip you off too, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, rip me off from the get go.
So, but then how'd you pick up that customized color? You're like, I want this different matted.
Oh, the homies. Turquoise that is called the homies. And the homies did me dirty, but...
Do you want to air it out or what?
I'm scared. Want
to make, what, you scared?
They're little cholos. They're big cholos.
Okay. So maybe we should. Let's think about it. Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about it without saying any names? To think about that real quick. Because we could do it anonymously.
I already have trauma from growing up with the cholos.
Okay. Because you don't want to double cross cholos.
No, I'm black. If I was Mexican, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I am Mexican, but if I looked hella Mexican,
but if you kind of like Puerto Rican could get a pass.
Yeah, yeah, but not right now. Too brown.
Okay, so are they affiliated at all too?
Yeah.
Oh, so don't. We're not gonna say the streets or nothing, but it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that. Damn. Okay, because that would have been an interesting story. So is it just use your imagination, like just viewers and listeners, use your imagination. We could kind of talk about it without giving any details. How did, when you found out something was messed up about the car, how did that make you feel? Or when did you realize, oh no, is this a lemon or is there something weird going on with the car?
Dude, honestly, I was just thinking... I had this moment, I was like, I always learn the hard way. Like, of course I got, like, why am I going to get treated any different from everyone else?
Yeah.
It don't matter. And then I was like, is it really the hard way? Like, if I'm learning the easiest from learning the hard way. So it's actually the easiest way.
So it was a lesson.
It was a lesson.
Did you like lay in bed thinking about like, whoa, that was like a life?
No, that's boring.
Oh, okay, that's doing that.
Yeah, that's also boring.
So when did you have that epiphany where you're like, oh.
The same day, immediately.
The same day, just let it fly.
Yeah. Then you find new cholos and you just hope.
So you just, that's it. On to the next.
Yeah.
But you're doing great in other aspects of your life, right?
Yeah.
Can we talk about what's on your feet there?
You know, we got the swagged out Virgils. You know, Virgil was a really good homie of mine, RIP homie.
Yeah.
And
those are special.
Yeah, these are really special.
And then you have some kind of affiliation or sponsorship.
Yeah, I had the Jordan contract. So then with that, you know, swagged out.
That's not. It's not every day that people.
No, yeah.
It's
not
every day people
and skaters
are.
Too. Skaters,
yeah, it's not every day skaters aren't sponsored by Jordan.
They have the Nike SB.
So, you have the Michael Jordan sponsorship.
Yeah.
How did that come about? This is really Brianna King 2.0. She's you're on a different. You're killing it.
Just work. I guess everyone be working. I'm just swagged out, I guess. It's funny to say that. I just am just cool, I guess. In people's eyes, they're just like, oh, this person is doing this thing and really cool while they're doing it. Or they're... Dude, I don't know how this thing works. Honestly, I made zero efforts in my whole entire life.
I'm just
going with the flow. And I just was birthed by a wonderful woman. Human that was just...
Can we give a shout-out to your mother?
Shout-out, Mom.
Shout-out to Ma Dukes. You raised a good one.
Let's go.
So is it through, because I noticed last time, even the way I met you, because you have such positive energy, I think that, because I'm trying to look at it more kind of like as far as energetically.
Yeah.
Like your energy is positive that you attract maybe positive things in your life.
Yeah.
You know, as far as just your, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's the vibe. When I first met you, going back to the first time at Venice when I met you, you rolled up on your skateboard, you're smiling, and I could tell you were just skating, and you're just...
True.
You know what I'm saying? Then, like, I asked you, because I was doing street interviews back then, and you were like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll do your... You know, so I think with you, it's your energy, and you say yes to things, and what do you think?
Yeah, 100% it's that. I forget, yeah. When I met the Jordan people, they actually came across my skateboarding meetups where I have, like, a queer and women's skateboard meetup, and then the Jordan team came there.
Wait. What's a skateboarding meetup? Like, for those of them that who don't know.
Because
they might not know what that is.
I create for women and queer folks that don't necessarily feel safe in the normal skate park or skate spot. I was just like, okay, this is a spot for all the people that are really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like the friendliest, nicest people like you'll ever encounter. And then the Jordan team came along. I didn't even know who they were. And I was like, yo, you want to learn how to skate? You have no skateboard. And they're like, I didn't come for that. And then the next day I just get a email from Jordan people. And I was just like working for Jordan and with Jordan for the past 5 years. And then this past year, I got a contract for the year. And
So you got a contract. So you're getting contracts.
She's getting contracts.
So, okay, let's review what you just said. So you were at a skate meetup, something you normally would do with their homies.
Yeah.
Just being yourself, skating around. It was all inclusive. And through that, there was people from Nike, specifically Jordan, that was there at the venue.
Yeah.
And then they, why, weren't there other skaters, girl skaters, or any kind of skater there? What? There's something about you, though. It wasn't there.
They don't got the swag.
They wanted you, didn't they?
I've been pushing along like...
Oh, yeah. Even the way you're... And plus, you're progressing your skateboarding, haven't you?
Yeah, I see you
trade flipping like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
So they contacted you, and then that was it? They offered a contract just...
Years later.
So you established
But, like, the first year, we made a documentary. I had, like, a whole drop in the store downtown. Like...
Yeah.
I did a lot of things with Jordan, a lot of things over the past like 5 years. Yeah.
What's the numbers looking like? You don't have to disclose that.
She got money. She really.
Can I hold on? Just off camera.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Off camera?
Well, yeah, just
like how much I made last year?
No, wait, just
year?
No. Just off the Jordan. Just off the Jordan thing.
No.
But because, no one can see it. No one
because,
can see it.
Oh, way more than that. But like.
What? Wait, hold up. More than this?
Yeah, more than that. No, they can see through.
No, they can't see through. Are you serious? Wait.
Burn it.
Wait.
Smoke it.
Hold up, dude. If you say more than this.
I mean, with over the past years, yeah, more than that. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so this is like life changing.
I'm gonna buy a house. Which
here
is like the craziest thing is just like I'm like making the equivalent as like a pro skateboarder, like not being a pro skateboarder, and I was just like, life is real good, homie.
Oh my god! So okay, so shout out to Nike. Yeah. Hey, thanks for hooking
Thank
the homie
Thank you, Jordan,
up.
For changing my life.
You changed her life. You did good. She's eating good.
Yeah.
She's got wheels. What are some of other opportunities that have come into play in your life just being positive and doing your thing?
Yeah, I think coming like, especially just Jordan just really helped.
I'm sorry.
Elevate my life. So through that, I feel like a lot of like my other like clients, like Prada came from there.
What do you mean you're with Prada?
I shot with Prada, shot a campaign with Prada, and dude, I feel like all making, this
dude, this is some Julia Roberts.
Bougie.
Oh, yeah, you're really that chick.
It's different.
Like Louis Vuitton, Prada, the next
Dior.
Thing,
Gucci.
No. So you're a real baddie.
Yeah.
Write that down. She's the real, you know how.
Skateboard baddie.
Yeah, but you know how certain girls might flaunt like that, you know? But you're the real baddie.
Yeah.
For real. Like, yeah. You are a bad official baddie.
Yeah.
How would you define a baddie? Because you're it. I know. I don't really know what it means, but I know that's you.
How do I define it? Just
you got it like that.
Yeah, I just got it like that. Don't try.
But that's the thing. You can't try to be a baddie. Yeah. You're just it. Right?
You can't fake style.
You can't fake, and you got it.
Yeah.
It's exuding from your pores, huh? Yeah. Just the way you drove on the street, like. I go, you drove.
Bro, I'm driving like this.
No. You had your dude. That was like, it was like, dude, you had your arm out the window down, like you own the street. You're like,
and then. It's because my tint is so dark, I can't even see through any of my windows. So I have to be driving like this with all my windows down, dude, all day.
It was literally the nicest car on the block. It was the matted, shiny, new 4Runt, just.
I wanted
just your own army utility vehicle. Just, yo, where do I own this? I could park anywhere on this street.
I do.
So where did you get that confidence? Have you always had that?
I think growing up in the hood, you're forced to have the confidence that you don't have. Otherwise, people are going to pick on you. They're going to see that you're weak, and they're just going to be like, let's get that girl. So I just be walking around like.
So when did you realize that at a young age? Just walk into the liquor store to get a soda.
Three years old. Like people were trying to like
check you.
Yeah, and I'm just like, uh-uh.
Like, what do you mean? Other girls in the neighborhood, like homies on the block.
Everyone.
So what would they say? Where are you from? Obviously, stuff like that.
3 years old. Where are you from?
I watch a lot of movies. I don't know.
No, just want to
nitpick at you.
There's like, I'm dominant.
Yeah.
Let me just be really aggressive and mean, like, pinche negra.
Yeah.
You know, just like mad. Black.
And then have you fought? Did you fight a lot growing up?
Dude, no, because I'm the tallest one. I grew up most of my time in Boyle Heights, so short Mexicans.
In the East. That's East.
I grew up in Monterey Park with short Asians. So I've always been the tallest person.
You're right. So Latinos and Asians.
Yes.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
You're 6 foot.
Yes.
So I'm they big. Can, oh, you're big. Yes. They would have to have a whole crew take you down.
Yeah.
Because you could just put your, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you're around, Asian, were there any Asian gangs?
Not that I know of. Yeah. I was only there like elementary school, middle school, and then my first year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So no, everyone was just worrying about playing music and how many instruments he played. And the only reason why you'd get bullied is like, you only play 6 instruments. And then I'm just like, damn, I gotta learn 7. Yeah. And that was it. I had a really good experience.
Did you play, were you in the band in high school?
Yeah, I was in band.
What'd you play?
Flute, clarinet, vibraphone, guitar, piano.
Yeah.
Just everything.
And then once you get into the other stuff, like.
Yeah, once you play one thing and you're in band, you just share with your friends, like all your instruments.
And then we talked about the skateboarding thing. Like, did we cover that? It's been, you haven't been here for years, huh?
Yeah, years.
It's been years. Because you weren't driving that last time.
No, I wasn't even driving.
And you weren't wearing those.
No, I probably had Vans, all dusty Vans.
Yeah. So you.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
What's the stunt double? What's this going on? What's
dude,
going on
here? There's not.
You, is it, what's going on?
I don't
the movie,
know.
It's in the, you're entering the movie world, Netflix. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
For real?
The movie, like the sun is also a star. Did like some stunt double.
You made my intern. What did you just say? Sun is something?
The sun is also a star.
You know what that is?
Yeah. There's.
So you know what that is? Because she's younger.
There's
How'd you get into that though? How'd you get into the acting?
Honestly, okay, when I was living in New York for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
and I always made an effort to look my best and never take the train. So I'm like, okay, right now is the time to every day, like every single moment is a casting. So I would just go outside and I'm like, I'm going to skate from this through Soho, through LES, through everything. And almost like weekly, I'd get street casted. And so All my jobs either come from the street or from Instagram. Like, I can't do casting calls. What, like, back then, because I had so much anxiety and it was like crippling. Yeah. So I was like, I can't stand there. I can't think about it. So I was like, I got to figure out another way. And just like being on my skateboard and pushing through town, and just like, that's when I feel the most confident. I'm like, ooh, someone's about to see me. Someone's about to say something. And they always did. I'm just like listening for like, excuse me. I'm like, yes.
So you ollie, so you've been scouted just being you.
Yeah.
You ollieing up a curb.
Yeah.
Going to the store, and then someone says, hey, what's your name? I like your look. Do you do this?
Yeah.
So that's been
always. Do you ride horses? No, but in my head, I'm like, yes, I can do that. Yes, I can do that. Like, yes, thank you, thank you.
So you kind of have to deviate. You kind of have to stretch out the skill set. So you might kind of like, just to get the job, right?
Yeah.
So you just say yes. Yes, I do it.
Yeah, and then you go
skydive,
on YouTube,
I do that.
And then you're just like, how to ride a horse. And you're just like, all right, I got this now. Like, I can do everything.
So what was it? So how often that happened in New York? Like, give me some examples of like, for what, like brands or like what, you know.
Everything, like Uniqlo. That was like a worldwide like campaign. It was like all over the whole entire world.
You work for Uniqlo?
Yeah.
I love Uniqlo. What's up? You got? Can you get the discount for the homies?
I got
or what?
You. I used my discount code.
You got some
code.
Uniqlo deals? Yeah. So what did they do? Let's stick on Uniqlo.
Mm-hmm.
How did they scout you out, and what did they provide? You said they flew you around?
So no, it's just like a worldwide campaign. So it's just like,
but you got a campaign.
Yeah, like huge billboards everywhere, through the airports, in front of storefronts, just everywhere, and my whole name on it too. So I got like a huge like following afterwards.
So that's a campaign.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm gonna write a number down.
No, my God, bro, I got money.
No, this is just
remember.
Hold up. I'm gonna write Uniqlo.
This is just a Uniqlo deal.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I got
paid. No. Here, though.
And also, honestly, my old agent used to steal money from me. So I don't what I really be getting. I don't know. Maybe take out the five.
No one knows now. So what's up with your old manager?
I don't know. My old
See,
agent.
Hold on.
Dude, I don't know. I was just like a young.
Because to me, it seems like you're getting a lot of opportunity here.
Do.
But then there's a lot of.
What I'm learning from you
is that you kind of have
stumbling blocks. I do everything on my own.
See,
I have no guidance.
Manager,
my mom
no
don't
agent.
Know what's happening. My mom still doesn't even know what's happening. She still presses every single number to call me. She doesn't even know
doesn't
like what's
know.
Happening on the internet.
Where's she at?
In the house.
But where? Is she in LA?
Yes.
Can we give her a shout out?
Shout out Rosemary.
Rosemary, you raised a good one.
Let's
she's doing
go.
Good. She's eating well.
She's not going to see this.
She might, though.
She's going to be like, what's a podcast?
She might. At least show her.
I'll
this.
Show her
show
something.
Her
she doesn't understand. She's like, what am I watching?
Yeah. So hold up. So Uniqlo, you did well.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There, but what's up with them? So when did you get this manager?
I got this manager right when I started skateboarding, right away.
Mm-hmm.
He like DM'd me one day. He was like, where are you at right now? He came up, pulled up on me like in all the way in Long Beach. He's like, I need to sign you right now. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know anything. I'm just listening to this man. He says he knows what's best for me, so I'm going to listen.
Did he make you sign something?
Yeah, he made me sign things.
Okay. Did you have a lawyer look at that before
no.
you signed?
No.
See, that's where I messed up. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't sign anything until you have legal representation look at the legal document. I learned the hard way, and obviously you learned the hard way.
Yeah, but the hard way is,
you know, there's stuff in fine print that it's not going, it won't go your way. It's going to favor them opposed to us.
But even when people get lawyers, they still get played.
Yeah, I know, because they're going to take a percentage. Obviously, your legal representation, your lawyer will take a percentage. But opposed to the corporation or whoever, I don't know, that try to, I don't know, F you over or something.
Whatever.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of money was lost. A lot of clients were lost. A lot of things. Dude, okay. I got one crazy story. Okay.
Yeah, please.
One day, I'm like on set. I'm like.
Set for what?
A Prada. My shoes are three sizes too big. They're asking me to skate something very unrealistic.
This is New York or LA?
Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. I call my manager. I'm like, bruh, this is really hard and it's not making any sense for me to do this. And he was just like, you're a model before a skateboarder. I said, ooh, I'm going to listen to this white man.
Wow.
So I listened to him.
He was an agent.
He was scaring me.
Yeah,
he was scaring me.
And so he told me what to do. And so and then what?
And then I went and did it.
What was it?
Well, let me talk.
Okay.
I'm skating in this big bowl with shoes way too big because he's telling me I'm a model before anything. So suck it up because I'm working for Prada. I literally just kick turn. My foot comes off the back. My leg bends behind me. I break my leg. And then, as I get out the bowl with my broken leg, everyone's still shooting me. Me sitting on my leg. I'm like, I broke my leg, you know? They're like, okay, go see the people. Whatever. I'm crawling away, rolling away, taking photos. Those pictures actually came out in the campaign, like the same moment that I broke my leg. I call my agent. I said, I broke my leg. He's like, can you finish the shoot? I say, yes. So then I shoot all the way to 7 p.m. And then they're like.
With the broken
with
leg?
With the broken leg.
Yo,
with
Prada.
With the broken leg.
Yo.
No, don't call
Prada. Oh, okay.
Honestly,
we love your Prada.
It's my agent.
Yo,
my agent.
Agencies, man. Yo. That's some crazy
shit. So
that's
like 8 more hours.
How much vert was in this bowl? Was it a mini ramp bowl?
No, it was a bowl.
It was a bowl. Like the Venice bowl?
Yeah. You know, it's a Belvedere bowl. It gives bowl. It's giving
coping
bowl.
The whole shit.
The coping. They're like, don't hit the coping either.
Was it cement? Like, was it cement?
Cement.
What were you? What were you trying to do? Rock and roll? Like, what did you do?
I just a kick turn.
Kick turn and you slipped.
Yes. Like the simplest.
Wait. On the vert
on
part.
Yes.
On the vert, you just try to kick turn to go back down.
Yes. They're asking this things that didn't make sense because they're not skateboarders. But I could have said no. I should have said no. Like now I know what to do. I learned the hard way, but the hard way is the easy way for me.
So this is the bowl. She just tried to go up to the top and kick turn back down. That's it. Just turning 180.
The simplest thing.
Yeah, 180 back down.
Yeah.
Not even fakey.
No.
Just kick turn back to your normal stance.
And then I got like this. I got yanked like this. Yank.
And then did your leg go
like
this? The opposite direction?
Like this.
Like this. It cranked this way. Reverse crane.
We cranked it.
Oh my God. Did you know? Did it snap?
Yeah, immediately. It was just like boom. And I was like.
You needed to go to the emergency room immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
And my foot was huge. And they're like putting the shoe on me and taking it off. And I was like, it's fine. It was me, honestly. Like everyone was like, if you need to leave, like whatever. But I was like, it's fine. I'm going to listen to my agent. Like he knows what's best, blah, 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 blah. And then they're like, oh, we actually have to shoot a second day. Do you think you could come on the second day?
Because I can't replace you at this point. Is this a campaign too? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that all you do is book campaigns?
I don't want the little things. I want the big ones.
You heard it first on the Stevie Weeks
show. Don't hit me up for little things.
Yeah, okay. You got to go big.
Right now, we're going big right now. We're going big right now.
So, hey, was that the Prada? That was a pretty good.
Stop with the money.
I know, but that was pretty, I mean, you know.
No.
Yeah. So, damn. So,
I shot 2 days. I come back the next day.
With a broken leg?
With a broken leg.
Wait, hold up. You're skipping steps. What happened when you went to the hospital?
I didn't go to the hospital.
Well, you had a broken leg.
Yeah, I had a broken leg, but I knew it was broken. And then if I go to the hospital, they're going to put a cast on my leg, but I need to I need to put the Prada shoes on.
You can't do it over the cast.
No.
Oh, that is dedication.
Dude, and my leg was just like purple and huge, and the medics like carry me everywhere. And he was like super lovely and super hot and super like, it was just so, I was like, honestly, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
I'm like crying. He puts me down. I'm like crying tears, and they're like, camera, and I'm like, serving face. Oh my God,
you're professional.
Turn off the camera.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I really felt like that, bitch.
So you're, I bet you're the only person. So, dude, Prada's lucky to have a person.
Honestly.
Because that is, dude, you like let your leg suffer to finish the shoot.
Yeah.
How, did we take popping ibuprofen like Skittles?
No, nothing. Nothing.
No, for the pain.
Nothing, boo.
Oh my God. So you endured the pain?
Yes.
Dang, you are strong. You are strong. You, are you sponsored by them too?
I just went on a surf trip with Red Bull.
Oh my God.
It was
can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So, you know, Red Bull, if you want to holler at me, you know.
So let's
talk about Red Bull. So how did this happen?
Red Bull's always been on my radar, and I was just like, dude, I don't want to give my babies Red Bull, but babies already drink Red Bull, so I'm gonna just roll with the babies, and then I hit them up, and they hit me up, and then now we're just really good homies. And
With the Red Bull homies?
Yeah.
Did they send you cases?
They sent me cases on cases on cases on cases. They sent me on trips. I was just in New York, too, just on the double-decker bus going throughout New York on Go Skateboarding Day, like just living my best life. Like, I really love Red Bull so much.
Hey, Red Bull gives me wings, too. We love Red Bull here. So, man, so you only do the big shit.
Yeah, I think that's what I deserve.
Yeah.
I worked really hard for a really long time and did a bunch of little tiny things for like 8 years. And then I was like, all right.
Like what, extra work or like castings?
Just like tiny, small, local brands, modeling for small brands.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like being like a video vixen.
Yeah, you know? Like, so you're up there. You've leaped levels.
Yeah.
Is there modeling beef within the community? Like jealousy. Like, when you go back for the callback.
No, I don't think it's within the modeling, but I think it's within like other skater girls that are getting into modeling.
They got beef with you?
They be having beef. Because
they know that you're the queen.
I'm like, girl, I've been doing this like for so long. Yeah. Like, I have the experience. I make more sense than you make sense. When it comes to like a director or a producer looking on paper, they're just like, we're going to get the person that has been in front of the camera, uncomfortable in front of the camera. Like, it doesn't have to do anything with that, how I look necessarily. They're like, okay, she knows what to do. She's going to make life easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why.
Is it an energy though? Is it an energy when they're around in the room with you?
Well, they don't get in the room with me. You know? No, it's not like that. You know, I put everyone on.
That's not Wu-Tang, like, you can't.
I put a lot of people on. I put a lot of people on and like started a lot of careers for a lot of people. So yeah. I don't come with that energy.
Well, what about at the skate spot? Like, do they like other females who doing what you're doing? And they try to one up you on a trick or something. They're like, "Oh, did she got this?" And then they'll try.
Yeah, girls love having beef, like especially on
at the skate park.
Yeah, at the skate park.
So give me an example, like if you're trying like a grind or something.
Or there's like go in front, like let's say I'm at Venice, you know, and there's like girls.
That's where I met you. Yeah,
just like swoop right in front of you and just be like.
Oh, they'll snake you.
Yeah, and they go faster. I'm just like, can't even go that fast, you know. But like
they'll cut ahead of you and then just look back and then try their trick.
Like they're so cute with the fat ass out. I'm like, ooh, so I want to be friends with you. Why are you playing with me?
So what are you saying? So girls get into skateboarding because they have a fat ass? So because to show off their ass?
Yeah. No.
Wait, write that down. No, that's something good to know.
Oh my God.
So they're like, oh, I have a good look. You know what? Skateboarding's in right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna.
Oh yeah. 100%,
but you love this shit without that shit.
Yeah.
You were doing this shit, right?
I was doing it before.
Yeah.
Actually, like my first year in skateboarding, I just stopped modeling completely. I was just like,
you just want to skate.
Yeah, I just want to be a skateboarder. And then I had no money, and I was like, I should probably.
So, dude, you progress in skateboarding too. What new tricks are you doing now that you weren't doing back then?
Well, I started going to the gym for the sake of being able to skate larger stair sets. So I'm like,
so you're jumping down?
Yeah. Like seven stairs max.
Right.
But seven stairs is still a lot of like impact and a lot of crazy things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just like bigger. things. So I'm still doing very simple tricks, just like on a bigger like scale. Like 180s, so it's like ollies. Gnarly.
Yeah. Do you enjoy ledge skating as well?
Yeah, I'm trash at it, but I'll do everything. There's no point in.
But you got flat ground.
I got crazy flat ground.
You got crazy flat.
I got tricks down the stairs too.
Yeah.
My video part's gonna come out in December. My video part.
Okay.
It's about to be on Thrasher. Brianna King, her own part on Thrasher.
When can they check that out?
More than likely December, but y'all know how.
How long did it take you to film it?
Years. No, like years. 1.5 years.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing to skate? Do you like going on a bank and doing a trick and coming back down fakie and stuff like that? Or do you like just doing flat ground where you do something like hop some stairs?
Honestly, I love everything and I love being able to do everything. I don't want to be like, oh, this person skates transition or a ledge or stairs or this or that. Mm-hmm. I just love to do everything very midly.
Yeah.
It's like I'm mid at everything, but I can do everything. I don't want to be like, oh, this person's a transition skater or a street skater. It's just like, I may as well just learn a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Now, do you have like homies you skate with every day? Like, do you have a set of...
Dude, I used to.
Well, what do you mean? What happened?
Everyone end up having.
Oh, they're getting jelly. They're getting jelly.
Yes, like someone's.
It's all jelly.
Yes, someone's making more money than someone else. Oh no! Someone's getting booked, and they're not getting booked. Or sometimes they'll book my
within
friends.
Within the homegirls.
Yeah, sometimes they'll book my friends, and then they unbook them, and then get me, and then I'm like, I don't even know that you were booked, or this is happening, and everyone's just starting a bunch of beef everywhere.
And they get jealous. Yeah. Like, how could you do that to me? You
over money, over that. Money, and it's not even real life drama. Now.
So you like lone wolfing it now, or what's the deal?
No. I just lost like my girl gang. You know, like I had a girl.
You had
gang
a girl squad.
In New York, I had one, and then people started beefing over money, and then people started beefing over money in L.A.
But that was after doing skateboarding. I mean, you could still skate, right? A group, right?
They're hungry.
Oh, they're hungry. They're starving. They're like, hey, I had that job. Yeah. They booked you. We're loyal friends, and how could you do that to me?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day,
it's not even you.
I'm just existing. But did you explain that to them? Like, it's just business.
They understand with time, and then they're embarrassed of how they act, and then they're scared to be friends again. But I got no beef with no one, like, for reals. Yeah. I'm like, I don't practice all of like my little sacred practices to have beef with people. I'm like, I'm trying to be nice with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Are you cool with Tyler?
The creator?
Yeah.
I mean...
Are you cool with any of those dudes? Like what are you listening to? Like, what music? Like, I'm trying to, like, know what's going on, like, currently as far as music or, like, around here. Like the up-and-comers. Like what's everyone listening to?
I don't know what everyone's listening
to. Yeah. What are you listening to?
I listen to a lot of Anderson .Paak.
Oh, okay.
I love Anderson .Paak. I honestly, the past year I've been like in yogi mode, and I wake up and just put like meditation yoga music, and that's just like what happens throughout my whole entire day till like 12 p.m. and then I go out and just listen to a bunch of chaos, and I listen to like a bunch of like post hardcore.
Do you skate to when you skate, do you listen to music? Like,
It just depends on the day.
Yeah.
But usually everyone's trying to talk all the time, and I love talking. So I'm at the park like, blah, 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 and just like go and talk more and skate and talk more. But
do you meet a lot of like just pros? Like, do you go to like...
Yeah, so...
just naturally?
Okay, however this happened, I was able to have two shoe contracts at one time because Jordan did not put that StockX was a shoe like competitor. So then I was also on StockX, and StockX started a skate team with Alex Midler, Robert Neal, Yuri, and Zion Wright, which are all bangers, like heavy skaters. And I was able to tour like all over like Amsterdam, Copenhagen.
With them dudes?
Yeah.
And how are they towards you? Were they cool?
They love me. They're my homies.
They're your homies,
love of my life. Yeah. Like, someone's hurt, I'm there. I'm massaging each other. Like, we're spending every single day with like each other all the time. So
what's a typical trip like when you're doing something like that? Is it like first class tickets?
Yeah, I'm flying first class.
Of course it's first class.
I'm in the nicest hotel.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Like,
what kind of meals are you eating when you're doing trips like that, like
whatever,
to Europe?
Okay, we're going to restaurants, and everyone there has like a huge following. So you're going into the restaurant, and everyone's like, "I follow you," like one of us, or even all of us.
So you already have that influencer.
Yeah, they'd be like, "I'm gonna make you a special meal." Like people are going to the butcher across the street. Like we don't even serve this here. Like we got you the special meat. We're gonna
just
come
for
here.
The crew, for
yeah,
you,
yeah,
your
yeah,
crew.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh
yeah,
wow!
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's gourmet.
Yes, yes. Damn. Since I started skateboarding, like I've been so spoiled and
so with the hotels 5-star too.
Yes.
So you got your own suite,
yes,
your
the yes.
whole shit.
Bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
What's the bathroom like? The whole jacuzzi? Do you have a jacuzzi in the hotel room?
You know, you got everything. We got everything.
What about room service? Are you allowed? Do you have a?
We could do whatever we want.
No, but do you have per diem? Do you have per diem?
Yeah, probably like $500 a day or something. No, you just like whatever.
That's good. Five a day.
It's like whatever. Like, oh, we'll figure it out at the end. Just send us the receipts. And I always make sure to be extra. I'm like, all right, I got this.
So you're eating good.
Yeah.
You're staying at the nicest hotels. What are the skate spots like?
Perfect.
So perfect skate spots.
You have all the local people. They want to show like all these people.
Yeah.
All these pro skaters, these spots. They're like, oh, you guys can do things that like no one else can do here.
Dude, you are living the life.
No, I really am. I really am.
You know what
am.
I'm thinking now? I mean, spiritually speaking, yeah. I think you must have done something like in a past life. You must have helped like orphanages.
No.
And you must have fed, you know, like, I don't know, done something good in your past life.
I really
because you're
do,
so
do
blessed.
I am.
Because not everyone has that opportunity. They would just like one campaign.
Yeah.
And you're like, boom, boom,
and
boom. And you're not looking for
it. I never even
it.
Tried. I was just like in my head just existing. I'm like, oh, damn, I guess I'm going to be a model because I don't know anything else. Like, I grew up with, like, my parents barely even work. Like, they just, like, be sitting around bullying for reals.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was like to work, never, like, went to school, never did anything. So I was just like, all right, let's see.
Is your family tripping on your success? Like, are they,
okay, yeah,
are they tripping on you or what?
My mom doesn't really know what's going on, but, like, but every time we're outside together, people.
She knows what's happening when you're driving that down the street.
Like, people always come up, like, Brianna King.
Yeah.
Or, like, when I have events, my mom, like, makes everyone signs all the flyers. And she was like, ooh, a lot of people come. Like, they're already at the skate park. Like, she thinks that people are just there. Like, she didn't know they came for me.
Damn. Have you met, like, P-Rod and Nyjah and them
yeah,
dudes?
Yeah, those are all my people.
I'm sorry. I should have known. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
so you're
also,
at that level, too. You
yeah,
can go to P-Rod's
okay.
park.
Yes.
You could just hit him up. Hey, dude, I'm in your area. Can
yes.
I come to your park?
Yes.
Because he has his own facility, right?
Yes.
You got it like that.
Yes.
Can you take me there once, please?
Yeah. We should go.
Just once.
Yeah.
And if you could get what size are you? Size 8, and then she's got a size. What do you? Just one pair of. I've never owned a pair of Nikes in my life. Jordans in my life.
That's
if you could get a 50% discount.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you. I got so many shoes.
So how did you meet? Like P-Rod and Knight and like, because that's the elite, right? Of the
well, my first year in skateboarding.
Write that down, please. That's fucking crazy. Dude, you're blowing.
Dude, I'm telling you,
I'm going to throw some curveballs at you, though, because I'm going to go bigger. Because I was like, I don't know. Maybe she does. Maybe she doesn't. But you're like, those are my homies.
Tony Hawk follows me on Instagram, but he's not my real life friend. Tony.
But that's, you're going to just be skating his ramp like next week.
I don't know.
Okay, so how did you meet P-Rod and Nyshaw?
Let me tell you. My first year in skateboarding, I went on a skate trip with Element. So then I was just like immediately flow with Element skateboards. Mm. So just like immediately I was put on and around a lot of pro skateboarders and just put on the map like, boom, here's this girl, came out of nowhere. She's doing a kickflip. and I don't know, I just be in the van. Yeah. I gotta travel like all over Colorado with Element skateboards and like a bunch of pro skateboarders, and like if you get along with one person, then they're like, okay, this person's valid, like invite him there, invite her there, invite them there. So
yeah,
I just brought the vibes, you already know.
So when you're on flow, because people might not know skateboarding terminology, what does that mean?
Flow is just you're getting a bunch of product. You get to go on trips if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But most people on flow, they're just getting some product. And
skateboards,
wheels, yeah.
Trucks or
clothes.
Clothes, yeah. How big is your skateboarding collection at your crib?
Well, okay. Not big because
you skate everything.
My friends will come over. Yes, even if I'm traveling, my friends will go to my house when they know that I'm gone, knock on my door.
And then
my housemate is there.
They'll take product?
Yes.
Oh, they did you dirty.
Yeah. So they'll wait till I'm gone. Because I don't want to.
And they'll just raid your closet.
There's some that are just really special to me and I don't ever want to skate them. And then I come back home and they're gone. And I was like, they really got nothing. They could have it. My heart breaks a little tiny bit.
So you have homies that will come if they need a board or a grip tape, but they'll just come when they know where you're gone.
Yeah.
How many trips do you take a year, do you think?
Oh, too many.
Yeah.
Too many. Like 10.
You gone to Japan, right? That's a given, right?
No, I was supposed to go to Japan and then I tore my rotator cuff.
How did that happen?
Lifting poorly in the gym. And then I was skating. I did a backside 180, slipped out, and I used my palm to catch me. But my rotator cuff was already doing poorly from the gym. And then I said,
uh-huh.
And skating freaked it. But the gym started it. So then I had to cancel all of my trips that like I was supposed to skate. And it's whatever. I still have the rest of my life, so I'll go to Japan when I can. I'm healthy.
But you've been
now.
To Europe. You've been to Europe. Yeah. All through,
Europe.
And then meeting, like the first time you met P-Rod, was that at like a contest too, or like through a company?
I feel like we're just in the street, just like a random spot. Someone's
and
like,
they're on the street, like where you're at.
Yeah, someone's just like, "Yo, we're skating here. Like, pull up." I'm like, "Pull up," and then everyone is just there.
Just all them dudes.
Yeah.
What's it like skating with? Aren't there like
it's really inspiring. I feel like for a lot of people it could be something really intimidating, but I think the fact that I started my first year in skateboarding with all dudes and being the only girl in the van, it was just like, I love the aggressiveness. I love like people telling me like, stop being a b- and just get it, you know. That's just like really pushes me, and like I feed off of that energy. So I've had a really amazing experience being able to skate with men, and I feel like I got to like the place that I am now because I've been skating with men. Like girls are like, it's okay, honey, like, not all girls, but like the girls that I was skating with, they would never like push me where it's like too hard, and that's why I started skating like bigger things. I started skating like stairs, and guys are just like, you got it, go,
and that pumps you up to do it.
It's
like energy with you. You get pumped
up. I love it.
So you like the adrenaline.
I love the aggressiveness and I love the adrenaline. Yeah.
So when do you get that adrenaline? Okay, let's say the flight of stairs is like right before you push up, you start getting your heart rate going up.
I'm just thinking about like, I got to do this one for the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like when you pull up to a spot, are they all pros? Are there just regular civilian skateboarders there?
I don't know.
It's just
a mix.
I think just wherever you go, you're attracting just dope shit.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, just dopeness is around.
I know. It really is. It's really amazing. Like, it really is amazing to, like, grow up, like, in this, like, a weird place in, like, chaos and anger and sadness and guns and bitches and hoes. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about
East LA.
East LA.
Yeah. And just like, whoa, what is my life? Like, this is such a weird life. Like, I'm living the worst life that I could ever live. Like, that's why I always felt like growing up. And then now I'm just like, whoa, like, I can't even believe this. My life is literally almost like perfect.
Do you ever do like TED Talks or lectures and stuff, like motivational speaking?
Yeah, I do. Like, I've been able to talk at a lot of colleges. I've been done like a lot of Nike panels, a Jordan panel. I've done a lot of public speaking, and I've been running my events for the past 6 years where I do talk to like my people. They're like, hey, like, this is where I came from, this mental state, and like, this is where I am at now, like, just growing up and just living my whole entire life, like, not wanting to live now at a place where I'm just like, whoa, like, I love my life. Like, this is like a possibility for you. And just like, yeah, so I definitely do a lot of that.
That's
often
awesome.
And like,
that's awesome.
On Instagram, I've been talking to girls and boys and theys and thems for like consistently for like 5 years. So I definitely mentor a lot of people like in person and online, mm-hmm. because a lot of people mentored me, and like, I got to this spot because of other skateboarders brought me here. So I'm like so grateful for skateboarding. I know everyone's always like, thank you skateboarding. Like, I'm that bitch too, like, thank you skateboarding.
Because it changed your life.
Yeah, like mentally I was just like, dude, I'm over life. And then I was like, dude.
And then the skating just raised up it just gave you something.
Skateboarding is better when you're emo, because then you don't really care.
Really?
Yeah, you're just like, I don't care. Like, emo is
when
like,
you don't care about the trends or trick selection. All
you just
that
don't
stuff.
Care about nothing. You're just like, I just want to skate. Like, I don't care if I get hurt. Like, I want to get hurt. Like, I want to feel something, you know? Like, but when I'm like happy, I'm just like, dang, like, I want to take care of my body. Yeah. Like, I don't want to get hurt. So
is that some advice you could give? Like, what if there's youngsters they're looking up to you, right?
Appreciate your emo-ness right now, you know?
So do you have to grow your hair out?
No, emo is just like,
it's a state of mind.
Yeah, it's a state of mind.
Is it more like, do they have to listen to a certain type of music,
no,
like The
no,
Cure?
No,
or
if you're emo, you're emo.
It's just emo. So to all you emo skateboarders, stay emo.
No, just enjoy your emo-ness. Like, even though it sucks, just be like, well, at least I get to live life in chaos right now.
Can you give them some tips or some suggestions or advice to someone that's watching this? It's male or female, who they're just starting to get into modeling or skateboarding or anything they're trying to strive for. What would you tell them right now?
Dude.
Because they can learn from your story.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, it's like, I to keep it real, like, I'm the worst person to give any sort of advice because...
I don't think so.
Yes, what?
Because you're living.
Okay,
testament.
Honestly, true. I always want to say that I never made an effort, but the thing is, I really did make an effort.
Can I intervene a little bit?
I think
with you is like, make sure you're just when you're out and about, just your normal life, just be positive.
Yeah, if you feel like it.
And then just do it for the love. Because you did it
first
for the love.
Yeah, honestly, I did do it for the love.
You got to do it for the love.
Like, I really love being on camera. Mm-hmm. I really loved modeling. I really just, like, loved being in that place. I really love skateboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I've always just been myself, like, 100%. And mm-hmm. I never really had to, like... But I don't know.
What's the next sponsorship? What's the ultimate deal?
Because
I don't think you can go further up because you did Prada, Nike. What's above that? Airline company like Uto? Because Uto Origami is sponsored by Delta Airlines.
Yeah.
So is that the next one?
Yeah. Yeah.
The next one is like maybe United Airlines or like an airline company, right?
Yeah. But I'm already flying for free.
But dude, you might have your own jet. You might have your own jet.
True.
Yeah. Yo, you know what you might have? Since the UFOs are like in effect right now,
dude,
they might abduct you and you might be a spokesperson for a whole different
concept. I'm scared of aliens
right now. Yo, that's the next for you. They're going to abduct you and be like, there's a Nike in a different universe. And they'll be like, we got this alien space boot.
Honestly.
And they're skating just with their mind. And
they're
like, we want you.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I just kickflipped.
Are you scared about that though, with the alien? Because there's been some sightings now of the UFOs.
I know. My sister saw aliens too when she was in Durango, Mexico.
She saw that?
Yeah, she came back like crying. She's like, "Don't ever tell anyone, Brianna."
She saw it.
Yes.
She saw the aliens. Yes. The gray.
Yes.
How, were they taller?
She said they were just tall and long and big eyes and long limbs, and she was just like humanly. And she was like freaking out. So ever since then, I wasn't even nervous. But since my sister was nervous and she loves alien stuff, and I was like, now you're making me scared for I don't know what. Yeah.
But there's a lot of activity in Vegas and New Mexico, like those areas, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think they're just scoping us out, or do they want to? Are they going to invade us?
Dude, I don't know.
Or are they just scoping us out, kind of like they're just...
They've been scoping us out. They've been doing that, right? They just be here. But like, how are we supposed to know what they're doing now?
I'm kind of scared a little bit.
That picture's scaring me, flipping around.
The abduction?
Yes.
Dude, we made it out. with the abduction?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, to all the alien UFO, the...
We love you.
Galactic Federation. Dude, we gotta do a price point if they want... If you want to hire her to all the alien, right?
1-year contract?
Yeah, but... You have to make sure she has her own UFO.
No, I want to be with them. You want to be with them? Yeah.
Okay, so make sure at least a nice room.
Yeah, nice room.
Okay.
And my privacy. I don't even want to be private either. I want to be with them. I want to be with them the whole time.
You want to learn from them, don't you? You do, don't you? Yeah. Now, do you think that they have sports like skateboarding, like the aliens? Something like that
I think aliens are just like doing yoga all day long. That's what
they do. They're just meditating
and like doing yoga.
They
don't have time for the other stuff. That's how they got so powerful. Yeah. That's why we need to do more things like that.
That's so why their heads are so big, because their brain capacity.
I grew 2 inches because I started doing yoga.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Growing still,
because I was hunchback. I didn't grow. I was just there like this.
Cause you're still growing. Oh my gosh. You might be from a superior, like, what if you have like alien gene, like a superior alien race, where like, what if there was a
black? Black people are different, for reals. You already know.
Or yeah, that's the OG.
Yeah,
that's
OG alien.
The OGs. Yeah, that's the OG right there. Well, dude, you keep killing it right now. When's the Thrasher? Let's start plugging the socials.
All right. I throw events every single month in El Sereno. Free skateboarding, free skateboards, free shoes, free everything, free lessons. You know?
Give them the El Sereno Skate Park?
El Sereno Skate Park.
You got some dates for them?
July 2nd? Is this going to be out by then?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
July something else. August. September. I literally have it every single month. Just go to my Instagram.
And so anyone is allowed.
Anyone is allowed. Any gender.
It's all inclusive. Bring your skateboard.
No, I have skateboards too. Just in case you don't know if you don't like skateboarding yet, then I have them there. And if you do love it, then you can have it.
Oh wow!
You need some shoes.
So you have completes.
Yes.
So you have clothes, shoes for them?
Anything that anyone needs to make their skateboarding better or to get into skateboarding, I provide it all.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool. So definitely go to El Sereno Skate Park. Where's that located?
East LA.
East LA. So you're Los Angeles. Back. You're bringing it back.
Back to my hood.
Back to your hood. You're bringing it back.
One time the cops tried to kick me out. No. I call my family.
And go, no, I'm supposed to be here.
My family's also Cholitos. That's they say.
Up. Yeah. She's from this area.
They say, you're good.
You're good. You got that pass, don't
yeah.
you? Yeah, you got that pass. Your Instagram?
Brianna King. B-R-I-A-N-A-K-I-N-G.
You're certified, aren't you? Now?
Yeah. I've had the check since 6 years. Come on.
And then when's the video part?
Hopefully December.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, it is.
It's gonna be a premiere.
I'm gonna go to Australia. I'm gonna go to New Zealand. I'm gonna go to New York. I'm gonna be in LA, obviously. I'm gonna go in Seattle. Party.
Are you still dipping in? You're not partying like you're not.
Oh,
getting
no,
lit.
I don't
like,
get fried anymore.
You don't get fried.
No, I had to take a break.
Yeah, just a little.
Nothing. I've been 100% sober for a year.
See, folks, you could do it without no drugs.
And I still be out.
I know, but you could do without.
Till like 4 a.m. I'd be like.
I know, but you could do without drugs and alcohol. You could drink a Red Bull and it just right. You could do that too. Yeah. You don't need it. So that's a good lesson. Yeah. You don't need drugs and alcohol. You could get to this point without drugs and alcohol. And do your thing, right? Yeah. Dude, that was dope. Yeah. That was dope.
Pretty sick.
Damn. So go to El Sereno Skate Park. Yeah. Brianna King.
Bring your babies. Bring your grandmas.
Bring everybody.
I'll be like 5 years old, 5 year old, and then people are like 60s. 60
so there's
old
ass people coming through?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll learn, like, hey, how do you just stand on it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
It is. It's super cool.
Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby to help support the platform. Every Friday we drop Scissor Bros, the other podcast that I'm doing with comedian Jeremiah Watkins. Those episodes drop every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stevie Weeby Bandcamp, I'm still working on the album. Stay patient with me. If you want to send packages, mail, anything, send it to the
P.O.
Box.
Send them Nike, send them Jordan.
Yeah. There you go. Send some Jordan. Yeah, there yeah. Prada, holler at me. I'll send that, send that out to loved ones. 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Hey, keep killing the game.
Let's go.
You're killing it.